Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I always hate to come in behind Robin. I think what I'm going to have to do is start coming in first and let her go last. I spent half the night last night, or a little bit more than half the night, kind of like dreaming. But it wasn't really dreaming. And it was all to do with the conference coming up. And we have a conference coming up. We call it a minister's conference. And this year is going to be different. We're going to, the Lord willing, try to go all the way through 1 Timothy. Because there's no other letter other than 2 Timothy and Titus for ministers to read to learn how to be ministers. There are a lot of ministers out there. There are preachers all over this country, around the world. And I don't see many of them lining up with Timothy. I see commandments that Paul gives Timothy to do that I don't see preachers doing. We're going to look at this, and I urge all of those that are listening and those that will come to the conference, that come to the conference or will be listening to the conference, that they read 1 and 2 Timothy 2 or 3 times. Because we're going to be studying that. And it's interesting that Bob brought up his subject of listening and paying attention and obeying, and Charlie with his subject of chastening. In that, we're going to be doing a working conference this year. So it'll give all kinds of people an opportunity to hear and do and see if they get it right. Amen. So I'm not here today to really preach. I'm just here to let you know what the Lord put on me last night. It was a little tiring preaching the whole conference in one night. But if I can do it one night in my sleep, I guess I can do it 5 or 6 nights awake, don't you think? Amen. We'll find out. So read up on those 1 and 2 Timothy, especially 1 Timothy. The Lord is moving, and He's ready for a move that I want to be ready for. Amen.
Amen.
But I got news for you, in case you didn't know it. I'm not the body of Christ. If I stand alone, I stand alone. The body of Christ is made of 2 or more believers. And when 2 or more believers stand together as one, where is God? Right there in the midst. And if God is in the midst, where's the power? All over you, all around you, and in you. The lot of churches ask questions like, where's the power today? And why doesn't God move today like he used to? And I can tell you that it's simple. It's a simple answer. He's waiting for the church to come together and operate as his body. Not everybody running around doing their own silly thing. Amen, Brother Davey, it's the truth. But I appreciate what Charlie said about being happy here and how he's enjoyed it. Wait a minute. I don't think I've seen him for 3 or 4 days. He's in his office all the time. He doesn't give me a chance to jump on his check case. Smart. Just picking on Charlie. So let's have a good conference this year, amen? Amen. And Steve and his family Marge and Corey, they'll be back here today. And they've been vacationing for 3 months. I don't think they'd call it vacationing, but hey, praise the Lord, we can, can't we? So we got 3 months worth of catching up on. And if we play our cards right, by the end of the week, they'll wish they were on vacation again. Not really. Praise God, sing some music, let's have some fun in the Lord. Amen.